6 minutes past 2 o'clock, and you're listening to the 1-2-3 show with me, Noreen Mayer, on this Tuesday afternoon. Let's turn to the final bit of today's program. Now, Sadie K is back with her skewed take on life in her monthly column, humor column, Sharp Pains. And this month's one is called Flex and the City.
Social distancing has been tightened up again, and there are more people out and about than ever. We live in a secluded, gated community on the outskirts of Saigon. But you'd think it was on the Hong Kong Marathon route, judging by the sheer volume of claustrophobic neighbours. I watch as they stroll by, jog by, skate by, dog walk, and cycle. People who'd normally spend all day watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians are suddenly training for the PLA. I'm outside without a mask, but still in my garden. I'm not breaking the law, but I'm in an excellent position to observe and judge those that are. Most people find the need to say something as they saunter past. They roll their eyes and say, "Don't tell the police." "I won't," I chortle. But part of me wants to whip out a notepad and ask for their full name and address. "Morning!" I look up and it's one of my elderly British expat neighbours. I recognise her face, but I'm not sure which house she lives in. But it's definitely not close enough that I need to know her name. I know her dog's name, though. It's Princess. I think she's called that because she smells of tuna. "Morning!" I chime with a smile that conveys just the right amount of neighbourly solidarity with "back off."
"Morning, Susan!"
Sadie?
"Sandy?"
"Sadie?"
"Sooty?"
Simon. Princess is one of those tiny quivering dogs with bulging eyes, like a coked up rat that's just been throttled by a python. To the best of my knowledge, this is her fifth walk of the day. Unlike every other mutt in the Kong, who can't believe their luck at the way 2020 has panned out, Princess's bulging black eyes look betrayed and tragic.
"Oh, Princess is happy to see a familiar face."
"Is she?" Princess looks like she's about to cry.
"Isn't it awful?"
"It really is," I agree. Wondering if we're talking about the pandemic, the national security law, or her dog's face. She leans in conspiratorially.
"At least we have Boris, though, hey?"
"Who?"
"Boris."
"Becca?"
"Johnson."
I wonder if she's noticed. She's been living in Saigon for the past 11 years. Or if she believes we're in Kew Gardens. Princess decides now's the time to curl one out, and all three of us briefly find somewhere else to look.
"There's something about him, isn't there?"
"Who?"
"Boris."
"Yeltsin?"
"Johnson. He has a look about him."
"Does he?" "To me, Boris Johnson has the look of a man who cuts his own hair with a bread knife. He's, quite distinctive." I tread carefully.
"Yes, distinguished."
She swoons, her eyes glittering with what I assume is dementia. I want to tell her that her dog's rear end is a TARDIS. Why isn't she picking it up? She pats her sarong theatrically, though even I can see she doesn't have any pockets.
"Can you believe it? I've forgotten poo bags. I tell you what, just leave it there.
Leave it there? What does she think I'm going to do with it? Take it indoors and play table tennis with it? Wrap it up and give it to the kids for Christmas? Use it as fuel or a draft excluder? That's fine. I see Princess has social distancing down to an art form. My neighbour smiles and scurries away, dragging her tiny TARDIS behind her. Several hours later, I go back outside, armed with a plastic bag and a pair of gardening gloves. No sooner have I done the deed, my neighbour reappears.
Isn't it awful?
Isn't it? I agree, swinging the bag of her doggy's doo-doo.
Boris is back in isolation. But he'll see us through.
Will he? I mean, technically, we have Carrie.
Who?
Carrie.
Grant?
Bradshaw?
Many thanks to Sadie Kay for this month's monthly humor column, Sharp Pains, and this one's called Flex and the City. You know, during the pandemic, it's good to be able to find humor in everyday life. Many thanks once again to your contribution, Sadie.